have to respond. Okay. We got the energy going this night. So, I'll start us off. Rise up, come on and rise up.
Rise up, come on and rise up.
Rise up, we're gonna rise up.
Rise up, we're gonna rise up.
We ain't gonna let nobody turn us around.
We ain't gonna let nobody turn us around.
Because the people united will stand our ground.
Because the people united.
Powerful week. We had more people doing more nonviolent civil disobedience across more states than the past weeks. What historians have told us is that so far, what we have done over the past 5 weeks with folks engaging in organizing and education and nonviolent civil disobedience in more than 30 states across the country and in Washington, D.C., is the largest and most expansive wave in the 21st century of nonviolent civil disobedience. So there is a powerful movement in that community rising up. And so we've done a number of amazing things this week. We had poor people from different parts of the country testifying on Capitol Hill, being listened to by senators, by representatives, telling why we need a poor people's campaign and how folks are constructing one in their communities. And we've had powerful educationals. This morning, Yara Allen and Sharon Rebar and others from the campaign were together with original leaders from the 1968 Poor People's Campaign at the Library of Congress, having a chance to share on what it looks like to be building a campaign today and how, you know, this campaign is new. It's calling for a national revival, and how it also does have deep connections to folks in history who have stood up and said, we need to unite and organize, and we need to build a better world for everyone, and poor people have a power that is building. So it's so good to be here. It's so good to have folks coming, you know, online and watching and participating. We're hearing people all over the country are tuning in and getting ready for the next week. So week 6, we start on Sunday. And here in Washington, D.C., we will be setting up a tent. We will be having a mass meeting. We'll be having a series of actions. We'll be having educationals. And leaders from all of the states that have been organizing will be with us for much of next week as we build this new and unsettling force, as we unite and organize poor people and clergy and moral leaders and activists and everybody into a powerful force that can change and transform this society. And then all roads lead to Washington, D.C., to 7th Street on the National Mall, looking at the Capitol, the West Side, for Saturday, June 23rd, when we are doing a mass march, a mass rally, a call to action, where the leaders that have come from the different states are coming on busloads, unions are sending busloads, religious congregations are sending busloads, people that have just heard about the campaign over the last, you know, couple of weeks are sending busloads, and folks are converging for us to say that poverty and systemic racism and ecological devastation and this war economy have not been in our national discourse and our national action for way too long, and we won't be silent anymore. And so we are building something very powerful, very exciting, and something is rising up. So it is always amazing to be here. I can't wait to the performers that are with us this evening that come out of the movement, and we're ready. So off we go.
Hello, everyone.
Hey.
Y'all are a good-looking group. Yeah. So my name is Hermione Rhones, and I am one of the artists here who works out of Bloom Bars. I teach dance classes. I teach yoga. And I want to join you in thanking John Chambers and Bloom Bars for hosting your organization, as well as people like me who teach classes, who are caring about our community and wanting to make a difference, the wonderful performers who are going to be here tonight. Please check us out at bloombars.com, on Instagram at youbloomwebloom. and see the other things that we have going on, other people just like you, other organizations just like you, other makers, other creators just like you and me who come through Bloom Bars. And also, I just want you to know that I'm sitting at the front desk. A lot of people came in. Only one person gave me any money. I'm just letting you know, if you want to make a donation, I'm standing there. I can take Square. I can take cash. I can do whatever you want to do. I will take whatever kind of money you want to give me. And also, just sign in, because we also like to know who's in the room. Even if you're not going to give any money, we just like to know that there's a lot of people in here, and only one name on the sign-in. We just like to know who's here. Even if you signed in before, I know Poor People's Campaign has been here for several weeks, but even if you've been here before, it would be wonderful if you would just come by and sign in. Yes? Yeah. Thank you. Enjoy.
Is a poet who is dear to my heart. They all are. Tonight I'm just elated because, wow, that's like getting all your favorites. But she's very dear to my heart. She's dear to North Carolina's heart. She comes with a very weighty resume, and I dare not go through all of that. But I will say that her voice is deeply rooted in social justice in North Carolina. When you say the name Patrina Bryant, or as she goes by, Trina Thoughts, people know that there's a strong, sound justice message that's coming from her. She was officially named the poet of the North Carolina NAACP, and she was that voice. When you hear her, you'll understand the power behind. I call her my prophetess poet. I heard her years ago. And the first time I heard her, it did something so special to my spirit. And that same thing happened every time I heard her. So I call her my prophetess poet. Please welcome Patrina Bryant, Trina Thoughts. Yeah.
I'm kind of shy.
Whatever. Oh, Lord.
It is my privilege and honor to be here. You guys have really rolled out the red carpet for me, and I've always wanted to do this type of work, even when I was young and didn't even know my calling. And my sister, Yara, has always called me on it, and we often talk beyond, you know, the poetry, spoken word, artistry. And we've always said purpose before profit. You know, anything that our maker has for us, it is for us. They can't take it from us. And when I was asked to be a part of the Poor People's Campaign, I'm like, yes, yes, I'm finding my groove, because, you know, I grew up in the projects, but the projects never grew up in me. And my mother and grandmothers, you know, they were a part of the Wilmington 10. They were marchers. If you read about what's going on in Wilmington with the race riots of 1898, you know, we've been through it all. And we still stand. That's what I'm talking about. We are still standing. So I'm going to do a few pieces, and then I'm going to get out of your way, because I'm ready to hear them peace poets, you know. So I'm so excited. And thank you guys for allowing me to train your thoughts. If it takes a village to raise a child, we cannot let our children roam. And if a child strays from the village, question, what does it take to get them to come back home? You see, what happens when no one seems to care about the children?
children in the village. What happens when no one seems to care just how our children are living? When they're raised up in projects, they become a government project because maybe mama's waiting on food stamps and a check. No child support because deadbeat dads, they don't show up for court. But we'll throw in some Medicaid on them sick days when there are families that can't even afford the copay, but they live poor comfortably. And as long as they don't bother me, but I'm gonna tell you what really bothers me, you see, is that a housing development can't develop men. And if it doesn't make dollars, then it doesn't make sense. When Raheem sees his mama struggling just to pay her rent, so his five fingers develop a fifth cent into eight sections. Now he pulls out 38s trying to get our attention. Attention! We about to get that money, son. And the damage to the village has already begun. You see, we have to teach young David how to sling rocks against a Goliath of diversity. And Diamond, she could be a gold digger instead of a gold digger if she had better role models. Set an example so she can see someone in her family graduate from college. Tell Lexis that stripping at the club can strip away her dreams as well as her self-esteem. You see, shaking her money maker won't make her, and she'll need those dollar bills just to buy her soul back. You tell Malik he can shoot for the stars instead of shooting his brothers in the back. So I'm asking you today, won't you catch this clay your way into these young butterflies' hearts? Won't you float away a menace to society before the sting of a bullet begins to rip them apart? Try not to sugarcoat anything from Ray so tomorrow he can wake up and see another day. I want you to grab our youth by the ear like Tyson and beg them, just try, son, cause your life, well, it's worth living. I want you to go with George and take four men with you fishing. I want you to Frasier your way to Deja and be a father figure without looking at her figure, because now she figures this is the only way I can get men's attention. But did I mention our youth can weather the storm like Floyd, but show them how to be men and not boys. Let them know their days will be daylight hard, but you got to hold on. You tell our young girls our savior like Layla, but I need you to fight and be strong. And old folks, please do not hesitate to bust down Douglas every time he gets out of line. You see, I'm putting on these gloves, y'all, one at a time, and I'm fighting for these kids like someone before us did. Because remember, our future will be in their hands, because their hands, that is our responsibility. Careful now, because these are the hands that one day got to take care of you and me, and these will be the hands, and these will be the hands, and these will be the hands that's gonna take us back to our village. Yeah. It's so funny because the housing development that I grew up in was called Arcadia Village. And it was a whole bunch of mothers there raising us. And I thank God for them. They fed us when we was hungry. They looked out for one another. If they caught us doing stuff we ain't had no business doing, they was quick to put us in check before we got put in check by our mothers. And so, you know, we the funny thing is, I didn't even know we were poor. You know, I just knew we were happy, because that was something that money could never buy. And I never really knew the hard times that a lot of them were struggling. Until I became that single mother. And, you know, we keep that away from our children. You know, that wasn't their business, it was ours. And so, you know, but we are all just a couple of paychecks away from that being our story. So this next piece I want to do is called Poverty. Poverty. The state of being inferior in quality or insufficient in amount. The amount of insufficient funds causes paychecks to bounce like NBA hopefuls, hopefully trying to take their families out of the projects. Check. Mommy buys Malik his first basketball, y'all, hoping that his father will bounce back into his life after seeing his creation of life on the court. But family court is where the real game is being played, mother versus father, and no one wins today, and the judge is the referee. You see, time out. Time up, three generations deep, attempting to raise boys into men in these streets. Yet men aren't allowed on the lease, and many are released from prison walls only to be stuck by prison bars. And how can we raise the bar for our children when usually gunshots are their nightly lullabies, because drive-bys put babies to sleep in these streets? One way in, one way out. Scenario all too familiar without a doubt. Many doubt they'll make it to their 18th birthday. So what reason do we have to celebrate when celebrations are mostly celebrated with rest in peace teas? See, it's hard to believe that your children would not fall victim to these streets when many don't know how they'll eat because mama sold her food stamps 50 for 100. And those are the numbers of gang members and drug dealers out there hunting, recruiting them daily. Lives are in jeopardy because daily doubles their chances of time of death or time in jail. This system has failed. Well, not really, when it was never really designed for us in the first place. We are last in this rat race, and the rest of the world gets a 5-minute head start, and head start programs are being cut, budgets cut, which usually means bigger cuts, goes into the pockets of rich men, buys his wife a new Benz, and spends their summer vacations in other nations. Now, ain't that a trip? And trip causes falls, and we fall victim and become divided into 8 sections while patiently waiting to be put on waiting lists that are at least 8 years long. Somehow we got this thing wrong. The system is designed to keep us living poor comfortably. That's housing's authority. Until the minute you're giving more hours or more power, they take away everything from Medicaid to the place you stay. And there's no way that it should benefit you by not working. This is not working, and we are working on working just to stay poor. So when we walk out that front door, those hardships are waiting to greet you. Hi, my name is Poverty. Nice to meet you. Y'all not tired of me yet?
No.
Cool. I think I know this one. Let me see. I had the honor, it's so funny. I am definitely a tourist. By heart and nature, I love traveling to different places, and I will jump in an Uber, I will jump on the bus, I will walk around, and DC has showed me so much love. You guys give yourselves a warm applause, you know, and I'm telling you, when I saw all the rainbows, when I saw all of the flags, when I saw all of the hearts, I'm like, wow, you know, you're at a place where you just accept it. You know, and that was a beautiful feeling, you know, just to be accepted, you know. And as I'm walking around the streets, you know, I'm looking at it, I'm tripping, I'm falling, I'm taking pictures, and you know, and it's okay, you know. But I was also, you know, bumping into a lot of men and women and children on these streets, and that's something we see in North Carolina, but not really. You know, we from the South, and a lot of times, you know, we welcome you in our homes, you know, even when if it's not for our best interests, you know. So I was, you know, very surprised that at night, you know, how many homelessness I seen in the parks and everything. And it made me think of Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror. Like, you know, you look in that mirror, what do you see? You know, it could have been you, it would have been you, it should have been you. But see, somebody was praying for you, and that's why it's not you. He was a vagabond, a drifter, drifting away from his responsibilities, and I avoided him at all costs. I never thought about what he would cost me. I just chose to walk on the opposite side of the street because I knew he would greet me with the same line every time. My sister, can you spare some change? And I was afraid to let him know that my pockets were low because I emptied every cent on my dream. Fact remains, I'm just 2 paychecks away from walking in his shoes. Shoes worn from walking up and down the pavement, mad from pacing back and forth on carpet when your only option is robbing Peter just to pay Paul. Avoiding them bill collectors when they call. Pushing pride to the side as we call on relatives and ask, may I borrow? What promises to pay you back tomorrow? Pulling out your calculator, adding up your problems, subtractions from your bank account, dividing your bills as you multiply your debts. Then you go to God for help. Now you do the math. How can you give 10% of what you don't even have? So when the collection plate comes around, I realize that all I had to spare was change. Flashback. That's when I began to see me and him. See, we turn up our collar on our winter coats like we turn up our noses. And I suppose that when your head is in the clouds, you often look for illusions. And today, I come to the conclusion that he looks quite differently. I see a stress in his eyes that look all too familiar to me. I taste an unfamiliar taste that made me blessed that today I had something to eat. Now, it may not have been what I wanted, but it was everything that I need. You see, these panhandlers can handle the scraps. Life tossed them. And how often do you think if the role was reversed? Tell me, what on earth would you do first? Because first off, if it was me, I would probably pop pills and ask God to let me sleep. To make things better, write goodbye letters to my family on why I set myself free. Or perhaps put a gun to my temple and plead forgiveness for Paul so that they may enter the temple. But they know what we have yet to figure out. Baby, life, it is not that simple. And I know that's not the answer, but answer this for me. Honestly, my brothers and sisters, can you really spare some change when you're riddled with guilt? Walk a mile in their shoes and tell me how your soul felt, because having a home, hell, that's the least of their problems. My brothers and sisters, I know you can spare a dollar, and I know what you think. Well, they ain't gonna do nothing but buy drugs or something to drink. But for a moment, let's think. If a bottle of Budweiser can chase away your pain, or a needle in your arm can inject hope in your vein, then I say, let's get high. I ain't got to know why. It didn't cost me but a dollar for what could be my future when 75% of them have nowhere else to go. 50% of them have a mental illness. A quarter of them would die alone. Imagine if you didn't have 10 cents to call home and a nickel of us passed them by on 11th Street. We didn't even bother to speak. So this is a pity for your thoughts. You spare some change.
Thank you, guys.
Trina, that was truth. Speaking our truth, speaking our experience, speaking our just everything in our being. Yes. So thank you for sharing that. That's why we're here. That's what this campaign is about. And I know for me, I came in this evening, I was tired. but just being here with all of you, being able to hear and share and be with one another, I'm uplifted this evening. So I just want to lift it up. Thank you all for being here. And I have the privilege to introduce our next crew for the evening. They are family. They are movement family. They are also speaking their truths all the time. And they are not just talking the talk, but they are walking the walk. They are out there in the streets, ready to have everyone's back, and we have yours too. We got the Peace Poets coming down from New York, from the Bronx. You know, Yara had them pause for a minute, but the New and Unsettling Force was a song that Lou from the Peace Poets helped us write for this campaign, and just constantly are bring in their spirits, bring in their love to the movements, and just like they're the real deal. So I'm just so excited to have you all here tonight. Frank, Lou, and E, if you want to come up with me, and they're gonna give us some of their love. And got a sign falling over here. It's the end. It's just shaking down tonight, right? Trouble in the waters in here. So how about give a big welcome.
Peace, family. Peace. Woo! Feels right in here, doesn't it?
Yes.
Y'all feel strong?
Yes.
You look strong. I know that's right. I know community makes us strong. What else makes y'all strong? What makes you feel strong?
Family.
Family, right? What else? I know those poems gave me some strength.
Yes.
All right? What else makes y'all feel strong? Love. Thank you.
Courage to hear someone share what they go through.
Woo! Right? The courage to hear somebody share what they go through. Thank you. Spirit of music. That's right. Well, we got all those things, and that must be one of the reasons why I feel so much power and strength up in this space. We believe that the most powerful voice is the voice of the people. Am I right? And so you're going to hear our voice a little bit, but first we want to hear yours.
We did it. Good?
When I say people, you say power, people.
Power,
people.
Power.
When I say we want, y'all say justice. We want
justice.
We want
justice.
When I say we are, you say rising. We are
rising.
We are
rising.
When I say we are, y'all say beautiful. We are
beautiful.
We are
beautiful.
I say peace to the poets who propagate peace, who have to protect life. Because war is a beast and the war in the streets have got the poor in a leash. Right now there are people dying to eat. But like Zapata, we don't live on our knees, we die on our feet. We riot the streets, we don't sit down and complain. We are people of action. What we do is fighting for change. We represent peace because it's so critical. We represent peace because our soul's spiritual. I say peace to the Be the Change movement. Movers in the front. And the people who ain't moved yet. Don't forget, change is pursuing. Don't forget, chains take time to loosen. Don't forget, Malcolm X was a truant. I say peace, cause I've lost so many to violence. And I speak peace, cause I've lost many more to silence.
So I say peace to the poets
who propagate peace.
And peace to the poets behind bars like a convict. People thinking peace is the absence of conflict. It's really the ability to cope with it, to deal with it, to cry with it,
to hope with it.
We speak for all ages,
grad school to third graders,
in a mosque, in a church, from baptism to satyrs. We speak to uplift the gift
that God gave us,
the power of the word, because we heard it might save us.
So we say peace to the poets
who propagate peace,
and power to the people
who march in these streets,
and word to the workers
who walk in bare feet,
and light to the writers
who fight to get free.
I see me in you,
and you in me,
in the streets of Cochabamba,
taking back El Agua,
rocking Sandinista parties
when we took Managua,
shook my fist in Nueva York, yelling
no a la guerra,
environmentalist
to protect la tierra,
and I'm a feminist
porque respeto mi madre,
soy padre y bebé,
the struggle of every day.
Abuelita y hijita, soy la gente que grita. El pueblo unido
jamás será vencido.
I'm the people united and I will never be divided. I'm the people who riot and I will never be quiet. I'm the ones who rebel
for those stuck in a cell.
I'm the people who see
we are not yet free.
Cause I am the people
and the people are me.
Peace.
All right, family. So, I want to know, who did you bring here tonight? Who did you come with tonight? Oh, all right. No doubt. Who else? Who else? You can speak it. Speak their names as well.
Neil.
Who came with you here tonight?
My wife.
My wife, okay.
My daughter, Amari.
Daughter, yes. Who else? Who else came here with you that is not here, present, physically? Thank you. Who else? Yes. Yes. Who else? Yes.
Cadmus Smith.
That's right.
So we know that we don't walk alone wherever we go. And in the long and tireless work, we know that people have come before us, and there's little ones that are coming after as well. Some of them are here today. So, we want to sing this song with y'all if you're down. Are you down?
Yeah.
It goes, I have not come here alone.
I have not come here alone.
I carry my people in my bones.
I carry my people in my bones.
I have not come here alone.
I have not come here alone.
And if you listen, you can hear them in my soul.
And if you listen, you can hear them in my soul.
All right, so y'all got it? Y'all got the words? If you feel like throwing in a harmony, if you feel like getting up and dancing throughout this, feel free, y'all. And bring those people who you have come with in spirit, mind, and soul. All right, here we go. I have not come here alone. I carry my people in my bones. Yeah. I have not come here alone. And if you listen, you can hear them in my soul.
Sing, I have not.
I have not
come here alone.
Come here alone.
Say, I carry my people.
I carry my people in my bones.
Sing, I have not.
I have not, come here alone. And if you listen, you can hear them in my soul.
Right. I'm not alone like our people at a graduation. They call your name, you hear the quota. It's a celebration. Rooted in culture, traditions of libation. Stolen black gold, spread through many nations. So many iterations, we are the variations. But at large, we don't understand the situation. Love is simple, but we're caught up in the complications. I am not alone, I feel myself in your vibration.
Showing up loud with my grandmother's voice. And coming through calm with my old man's poise. In case you're wondering who making all the noise, I'm coming with the hood who taught me Key and Soy, right? I'm from a long line of activistas, breaking down the borders of imperialistas. And we don't die, we multiply. We a million more times than Misa. I have not, now,
come here alone.
No, 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 no.
I carry my people in my bones.
Sing, I have not.
I have not, come here alone. And if you listen, you can hear them in my soul.
Check it out.
Right.
Right, I sit back and reflect on Che Guevara, Malcolm Martin, and Frederick D, UEP, and Asada. Notes of Jesus, Muhammad, Gandhi, and soldier in the truth. All the mamas and the papas out here said he raising our youth. Plant seeds cause we know of our roots. With our hands in the land, so we bearing his fruit. At the bay calling out, telling us we arrived. I look deep in your eyes and realize
I have not come here alone.
Come on,
no,
y'all.
No.
I carry my people in my bones.
Yes, I have not.
I have not, come here alone. And if you listen, you can hear them in my soul.
Sing that last line again.
If you listen, you can hear them in my soul.
Sing it one more time.
And if you listen, you can hear them in my soul.
Hey, thank y'all for singing with us.
Thank you, family. Thank you for using music to bring all of our loved ones, our ancestors. We want to acknowledge forgive us if this has already been done. And also, we have the tradition of acknowledging the native people of this land, the original inhabitants of this land. And so we want to speak honor and gratitude to this land, to the original peoples of this land, and also invite us to take a moment, a deep breath in together to acknowledge that truth and the reality that we are still living in. So a big breath in and a big breath out. Now we're going to do one breath in of courage. And one breath out of love. We need a lot of courage and a lot of love in these days. And so right now we're going to do a few poems for you all. And the reason we wanted to start with that song about Never Alone is because one of the things that we are miseducated about is that the only people who are here are the ones we can see. It's just part of the complex miseducation that most people are subjected to in this culture, in this country. And so we want to counter that. And that's why we want you to go ahead and feel in your body, in your mind, and in your spirit the presence of all those who have loved and lived and laughed and fought and died for you, for your life, so that you may breathe, so that you may be, that you may sing, right? That is so real. And so we want to feel their presence. Am I right?
Yes.
So thank you for singing them into this space. I can feel it. It feels full of goodness, full of good people. And what I want to do is I want to do a little homage to the Poor People's Campaign, if that's all right with you all. If I could go ahead and do that. This poem is about action. And it's something that I was able to experience in Albany, in the state of New York, representing the New York State Poor People's Campaign, taking the streets in Albany. I want to just show them love right now and give a round of applause for them. The hard work. Thanks. And so we're honoring the work that's happening all over the country, right? And so since we're coming from New York, we're lifting them up, knowing that every single week, and when we were in the streets in Albany, we got to say our people are throwing down across this country, and it feels amazing. It felt so good to be in the streets of Albany, knowing the capitals were getting surrounded and streets were getting shut down and business was getting interrupted. It felt so good. And so I want to also thank people across the country for being with us when we did that good work in Albany. I want to say that first week when we wrote We Won't Be Silent Anymore in the street, in the biggest intersection in Albany, and it was this moment where we looked, we circled up, and we had the street. And we read the words that we were declaring to the world, written in huge letters. And it felt like we were falling in solidarity all of a sudden. I'm falling head over heels like a hungry man standing over a home-cooked meal. Like 100 million marching to break up a backroom deal. Like it is ridiculous how much hope you make me feel. I'm falling in solidarity with you. And solidarity ain't easy. And people throw that word around a lot these days, so you might not believe me, but this is real. I think about you all the time, got your brilliance on my mind, and I'm dying to intertwine your struggle and mine. I want to be with you. When you marching against police terror, I want to get free with you. And I don't mean to be too forward, but I think y'all are stunning. Running circles around cops who have no clue how to stop the wildfire you inspire. Optimism in me. And these days, that's hard to find. But through the darkness, I see your minds as the inside of a long-lost shrine to what we could become. You make me want to make love political. And hate unpopular. And people unbombable and war impossible. I want to wrap my arms around yours and block the doors of a military recruiting facility, because if they don't stop killing innocent people, we're going to have to occupy the military. This solidarity got me ready to be a wrench in systems of exploitation, to reimagine nations, write General Assembly declarations like love letters. You make me better. And I never thought I'd fall this deep. But you got me swimming in the freshwater dreams of a world where human beings are seen as too precious to ever be exploited as machines. So please, let's do this right. Keep our communication tight and remember that even if we fight, future generations are dependent on us to be the light. I promise not to burn out. I will stay with you, chill with you, build with you, and I'ma keep it real with you. It's gonna hurt sometimes. There is gonna be moments when you don't wanna sacrifice a night's sleep or march out in the rain, but you love me. And so you patiently explain there ain't no separating solidarity from pain. For solidarity to exist, it means we share the risk of each other's struggle. That means this might get me in some serious trouble, locked up, or even killed. But tell me, why would I want to be safe or comfortable while so many are evicted and robbed, tortured and bombed? I'd rather lose my crib, my health, and my job than lose you. You are the movement of my grandchildren's dreams. You are the soundtrack to sing back the possibility of peace. You are a revolutionary song rising along a revolutionary's heart. You are part of me. So let there be no doubt and no hesitation that I'm in solidarity with you, my people. And that is why I'm here
here, where we take the clay of history into our joined hands and remember a time before people pretended to own land. And the clay will soften and our hands will move and a child will read a poem and that love within us all will say, at last, they coming home, and we will grasp the tides of movements and moments and lives and deaths. And yes, we will all fall head over heels and it will feel like rising up.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that, brother. There's moments where I think only the word like amazement would describe what I feel when I look at a lot of the people in this room who have inspired me in their works, in their way that they walk in the world. And I'm so blessed to have you in my lives, in all my lives. And I wrote this poem when I wasn't feeling so possible, when I didn't know if I was gonna make it to the standards of the society that we live in, or to uphold and honor the work that my people have done for me to be here, that my ancestors have done. And I think I'm not alone in that as well. I think there's moments where we don't feel like we're enough, but those are our stories and lies that are instilled, and it's important to start rooting those out. And my dad was a farmer, so I know what's up. This piece is called Everything is Possible. I'd like to think that everything is possible, that nothing is an obstacle, that everything is optical and optimism optimal. Because pessimism never lets you listen to the God in you. Possibility is so strange and seems so odd to you. Well, the machina done got to you. They're selling all their visions on the television, opting you to listen to your insecurities while their modules placing all that sickness and disease up inside of you, never to provide for you. Always just a bottle you consuming all the products. Who really gets the benefit? Who really gets the sense of it? Let's really get a sense of it and feel it in your body, son. You are full of love and light. Spit that truth, embody, son. Cause cynicism consuming all of the human in them. We stay a prism reflecting all of the lumens in them. Aimed at a system that has us down on our luck. But we're in love with our people. And that's word to this luminous flux. This ain't a mic. This is the way you amplify light, so we can see our own reflections in the words that you write. And this ain't a pen, this is the way you channel your zen and meditate upon the days that you were blessed to have been. And this ain't a rap, it's a prayer call to the fact that we're bigger than our fears and their societal traps. On top of that, the world is waiting for you in this hour to realize what you are worth and quickly step into your power. It's not just about your past, we need you more than ever. To forgive all of the parts of you you thought were broke and weathered. To give some of that heart that you might think just won't belong. Because you're too focused on your flaws and everything that you've done wrong. But my people, we need your song. Just look around into the sea of people. It's a celebration. Bunch of spirits bathed in starlight on a quest for liberation. Ancestors and your sister, see them in your brother's eyes. New dawn and day upon us, and all we have to do is rise. And the divine gave you this breath to speak and call your truth to power. In the face of all injustice and a darkness that devours. In the face of crooked cops and a violence that's systemic. It's our fate to sing our song upon this silence epidemic. And you ain't alone. Let's take this time to welcome you home. To a movement born of movements within a dance of our own. Be buoyant through revolution. Be girding through liberation. Up rocking to the solution, pop locking through occupation. Family, have you ever had a dream before? And don't mistake it for impossible just because it's something you ain't seen before.
Sankofa meditation, De La Soul under rotation, put the freedom on the stations, we are forming a new nation, mm-hmm. based on justice and forgiveness and rehabilitation, they addicted to the money and their public reputation, but if you decide to share, you can join the conversation, I'ma practice, we gon' get these reparations, it's gon' take patience, but the prophecy is ancient, cause every breath you take is a holy invitation.
That right there, that was a special bonus for the live audience right here. What up, DC? The streamers are like, what are you saying? So, I want to share a verse with y'all, a piece. We were recently asked to write pieces about equality. What does equality mean to us? And so I guess I want to start off just grounding it there and asking y'all, what does equality mean to you?
Humanity.
Hmm?
Humanity.
Humanity.
Dignity.
Dignity. Opportunity.
Wanting to look at somebody and see the God.
I love how y'all said that at the same time. And it was like, it melded oneness and seeing
and
and seeing God in someone else, looking at someone and seeing God in them. Anybody else in the back wanna? Y'all wanna warm up the back right quick? What does equality mean to you?
Expression. Freedom.
Freedom.
Respect.
Thank y'all for sharing.
Resistance.
Yes. Word. We can't really see y'all from the back, but y'all have cool answers. Equality is a temple, and before elevation, humble lives plant the seeds for the foundation. Humble lives plant the seeds for the foundation. Humble lives plant the seeds for the foundation. Equality is a temple, and before elevation, humble lives plant the seeds for the foundation. Show me the roots of a proud nation. I'll show you a wound that is still breaking. Cause I see history in our current struggles. So I live my life breaking out my bubble. So I use my voice and I'm risking trouble. And I guide the youth left in the rubble of our humanity when violence is the ruling principle of our society. We cultivate insanity. Excuse school shootings, put the blame on the students. But we should look in the mirror to be prudent. If we about equality, we tie that into history. Understanding is the basis of our dignity. When we're accountable to one another's misery, we'll finally be free to explore the deeper mystery that lies atop the temple, where the sun meets the moon and the universe is a womb, where you find the medicine in the wound. We're either getting in tune or chasing our doom. Equality's a temple, and before elevation, humble lives plant the seeds for the foundation. We need to change culture, not just presentation, to fight the illusion of our separation. Equality's a temple, and before elevation, humble lives plant the seeds for the foundation. The intention of my meditation, I'm here for yours, mine, and our liberation. Equality.
So speaking about equality, I know that's one of the things that this campaign is fighting for, that the campaign is fighting for equality and all that it means to each one of you. So it was beautiful to hear those answers. And one of the things that often gets obscured in the many wars that happen in this land, in this country, that is something that we work on, is the war right now against Muslim people. There is a war on Muslims. There is an exclusively Muslim prison, at least one, in Guantanamo. And that if we are fighting for equality, that if we want to be raising up the human rights of people who practice all different religions, and specifically who practice Islam, when our country is waging war against Muslim people all over the globe, as well as here in this country. And so this next piece is a piece about human rights. And human rights is actually a really radical idea. And so I know that this one of the themes this week is about housing. And so I want to share a quick song with you. It's a little chant that's about housing. And in New York, there's a struggle to stop getting slumlords to turn their buildings into shelters and actually make their buildings into affordable housing. Doesn't that make sense?
Yes.
And they need to hear that from you all and from the people. So I work with a group called Picture the Homeless, and we did a really powerful action in front of some of those buildings and at the management companies who were doing that. And the words are simple, so I want to invite you to say it with me. It's also a bit of a celebratory thing because we're imagining the world that we're building. So it goes like this. Turn this drought into a fountain.
Turn this drought into a fountain.
Turn these shelters into housing.
Turn these shelters into housing.
Turn the hearts of all the haters.
Turn the hearts of all the haters.
Into love, into love.
Into love, into love.
So that's the good radical work that we do. In the name of human rights. The song goes like this. I'm going to sing it through one time and ask you to join me. Turn this drought into a fountain. Turn these shelters into housing. Turn the hearts of all the haters into love, into love. Turn this drought into a fountain. Turn these shelters into housing. Turn the hearts of all the haters into love, into love. Turn this drought into a fountain. Turn these shelters into housing. Turn the hearts of all the haters into love. Let me see you dance with it. Turn this drought into a fountain. Turn these shelters into housing. Turn the hearts of all the haters into love. Sing it for all our homeless. Turn this drought into a fountain. Turn these shelters into housing. Turn the hearts of all the haters into love. One more time. Turn this drought into a fountain. Turn these shelters into housing. Turn the hearts of all the haters into love. Say, turn the hearts. Turn the hearts of all the haters into love. Into love. So I learned to struggle for human rights from all the people who have loved me, but specifically my mother and all of my mothers. So I'm going to do a poem called Professional Mama right now. And tonight I want to do it for one of my mothers, whose name is Gabriella. And I want to bring her into the space because she's one of the hardest working people I know, and because she, for me, embodies dignity in the struggle for our rights. And that's how she treats every single person that she meets, no matter how tired she is, and she's real tired, no matter how much her hands hurt from the work that she does, no matter how many meals she gotta make on top of all that, that's what Gabriella does. And so tonight, this is for her. This is my mother's favorite story. When I was 5 years old, my uncle asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I took a second and thought about it, and I was like, I want to be a mommy. And just like that, he laughed at me. He didn't think I understood what he was asking me, but I did. Because even while other kids wanted to be ballers and doctors, I never saw those guys pick me up from school to make me pot roast and pasta.
Meanwhile, my mother was for me what Haile Selassie is to Rastas. Made more change in my life than everybody and Obama. She was my hallelujah and Hosanna. So this is for my mama. You probably didn't notice you were teaching me to protest, but you were. You gave me the fearlessness that followed me from Palestine to Albany with fistfuls of humility to treat this life with fragility. The freedom song that's filling me is just the lullaby you used to sing to me. That taught me no one should have to live through nightmares. And that lesson has become the root of my profession. So tonight I'm celebrating all the women who taught us to fight for human rights. Articulating Article 1 just by welcoming us into this life. You see, my mother's the personification of the ideal United Nations. Actually just loves everybody with equal dignity and patience. And she had love like the sun had light. So I had Article 25's food and a place to sleep at night. Plus, I was always that kid breaking up fights, because her compassion taught me freedom from persecution. She is why I don't believe in execution. And her encouragement for the way that I write, that's just the way she chose to cite Article 27 that says art and culture is a human right. Yes. Thank you. Because now my job is bringing poetry to war zones. From Haiti to Juarez to Beirut to Brooklyn, where our people are overflowing in prisons full of hurt. My mother just went back to school to study social work, exercising her right to education. She is my universal declaration. And the only reason I studied politics and economics is because they didn't have a degree in motherhood. But they should. And there should be required courses for everybody in the armed forces that teach no mother's child should be tortured, so close those secret prisons down. And no mother's child should go hungry, so we want international debt relief now. If our government dropping bombs, we all gotta keep it a lot more moms. Get out in these streets like any mama would. If you threaten her child's peace, I still wanna be a mommy, so you tell the government not to draft me, because I got kids who are both American and Iraqi. And you best believe that a mother loves her child no matter where he's born, which is why I'm in these streets for immigration reform, telling Congress and the President we want legalization now. Yes. This is the only way I know how to say thank you to my mother. I am the child that you fostered like care, in the form of just being there. And if I had a dime, and I, for every time you told me to cut my hair, but instead, I'm poor because I always send my money back to Ecuador so there could be just a little more food on the plates where hunger often waits. You taught me never hesitate to give, so this is how I live. If my income can become bread, it will. And still, when it comes to love, I could never fill your shoes. But every step I take will be to prove you taught me well. Ma, I know it's hard when I go away. I know you miss your baby. And you worry about my safety. But remember, I only do what I do because when I grow up, I want to be like you. Thank you.
Occupational hazard for being tall. You gotta adjust the mic every time. Thank y'all for your energy. Thank you for your presence. We're always humbled when we get to share, knowing that we live in a world that spends trillions of dollars for a moment of your time, and we've gathered to exchange it with community. So thank you for hearing these pieces. Thank you for showing up week by week and holding this space, building the momentum so that the folks who take the streets know that they are not alone, that we are with them, as this energy is going to reverberate and is going to fill us when we need it, when perhaps there aren't as many of us in the streets. And so it's so crucial that we have spaces and times like this. So thank you. This piece that I want to share, I wrote it after we visited, after we witnessed, rather, what was happening in Ferguson, the uprising in Ferguson, after Michael Brown was killed. And it was surreal being online and hearing what people were saying on the mainstream media, and then actually seeing what was happening, seeing how the police were brutalizing people who were standing up for injustice, and how they were demonized and criminalized. And I thought about the ways that all of our ancestors who fought for the things that we stand on today were criminalized. And even though we sanitize them now, right? We have a Martin Luther King Day now, but we forget that this government called him a terrorist, right? And so we have to hold that conversation, because they were calling the young people in Ferguson who were fed up, right? They were calling them criminals, they were calling them looters and whatever. And so this is a piece dedicated to all the ancestors who fought and who were portrayed as something when they were actually getting our back and getting the backs of our future generations. I want to bring into the space the words of Frederick Douglass, which inspired this piece: power concedes nothing without demand. Power concedes nothing without demand. That means you're gonna get your freedom from your very own hands. Cause the man at the top is deaf to your plight. He's got nightmares of when the people unite. Labor, it's not just a name to me. It's why Americans invested in slavery. These capers led to hundreds of years of free labor that we paid for while they were stacking that free paper. Freedom through blood, bone, sweat, and soot. Cause when you sow all season, you want a piece of that fruit. Truth, this is my way to honor it. Freedom happens because of liberation struggles, not a serendipitous change of consciousness. And what is freedom, if not the right to work? Our right to work that angles and right what hurts. Power concedes nothing without force of will. Don't believe me, ask the workers who were coerced and killed. At Haymarket Square, workers were hurt at will, all for a few more freedoms to work a drill. Such a novel idea, to work, then chill. The bourgeoisie are afraid of what time reveals. The truth is, they don't own anything. They steal. Because when workers spend their lives constructing, who owns the steel? Traded in their lives for a few measly meals while they intimidate unions for a few measly deals. We must see the forces. That's why they keep blinders on horses. Power concedes nothing if you ask it a favor. Not even babies are safe. It took a movement to regulate child labor. Still becoming the country that we're yearning to be. Just in 93 got unpaid maternity leave. Everything has a history. 40-hour work week, vacation, sick days. You're taking off work? That's why they enslaved. And I still see the current schism, because slavery still exists. It exists in prison. If freedom isn't tied to the way we make a living, then we construct our own hell in which we live in. Power concedes nothing if you want its pity.
When was the last time we ate out in the city? Who do they keep exploited in the back of the kitchen? Those who they pay below minimum wage for a living. America's dirty secret. We hate immigrants, but love their cheap labor. Our economic policies force them out their countries, but we ask them for green papers. Our fear is that the next stop is transforming the world into a global sweatshop. Power concedes nothing without demand. And if you don't keep your rights by your fist, they just might fall out your hands.
Amen. Can we get a huge round of applause for our interpreters who have been doing such amazing work, man? So right now we're gonna do a song for you all, and I think that we've stirred the pot of this building tonight. Am I right?
Yes. Yes.
Maybe even some people felt like their spirit or their soul got a little stir. You know, a little stir, maybe a little shake, a little stir. Maybe you were like feeling to move, and so we believe that. When we have all this emotion in our body, that we really want to honor it with some good movement, with some free-flowing movement. And so first I want to actually do a song that I wrote with an 8-year-old. It was a chant that I wrote with an 8-year-old. I am part of the Free New York campaign, and that is a campaign for decarcerating New York. Y'all about that life?
Yeah.
Decarcerate New York and decarcerate this whole country. One of the reasons that we're saying that is because every single day, 25,000 people go to sleep in New York State's jails. 67% of them are legally innocent. They're there because they're poor. That's it. What we've been taught is not true. Right, that is the reality of this country, that right now people are going to sleep behind bars. People can't be with their family. They can't hug their daughter or their son or their loved one goodnight because they're in jail, because they're poor. This is a movement of poor people across this country. That's what the Poor People's Campaign is. And it's not forgetting about the people who are inside of jails. And so last night I was in it with an incredible group of people, just leadership in New York. And we were supposed to have a songwriting session. And everybody was late, except for Miracle. Miracle is an 8-year-old organizer, activist from the city of New York who was ready to write some songs and ready to sing. And so me and her wrote a song that I want to teach y'all, because next week is Juneteenth. And so we wrote a song about emancipation and talking about how we need it now. We said... This racist system is something that we're going to just tear it down. That's what we said, right? Are y'all with that? Not tearing down a racist system? Because we know that the prison system throughout this country disproportionately is full of black and brown people, a black and brown family, because of white supremacy in this country continues to wage war on people of color. And that is why we're going to say emancipation, we need it now. We're going to tear this racist system down. But I've never seen anybody tear anything down while they're sitting down. So if I could ask y'all to get on your feet real quick, you're going to go ahead and stand with us. And this goes like this. I'm going to sing it through one time and ask you to join me. And like I said, you got a lot of emotion in your body. You have it from the things that you came in with, as well as from the spirit and all the love and all the pain that was in the poetry that you heard tonight. And because you have it in your body, do your body the service of moving. You don't got to dance beautiful. This ain't Alvin Ailey. Nobody is like this going to film this and put it up anywhere. What you really got to do... Yeah, I mean, what's up, everybody? but the important thing is that really move your body, feel, get free with it. The song goes like this. Emancipation, we need it now. We gonna tear this racist system down. Try that. Emancipation, we need it now. We gonna tear this racist system down. Say that like you mean it. Emancipation, we need it now. We gonna tear this racist
we gonna tear this racist system down.
Sing with it now.
Emancipation, we need it now.
Yes.
We gonna tear this racist system
like you
down.
Taking the street right now.
Emancipation, we need it now.
Hey.
We gonna tear this racist system down.
That's right.
Song just to ground it for our family from the School of the Americas Encuentro, who gathers in Arizona, who's been gathering the last couple of years outside of the Eloy Detention Center in Arizona, where tens of thousands of our family members are locked up simply for the crime of existing, right, of trying to survive.
That's right.
And so we gather. We've been gathering the last couple of years, holding vigil, saying prayers, singing, chanting, letting those folks know that they are not alone, that we are with them, that we will sing to them.
That's right.
And one thing that is very moving that we want to share this moment is when we lift our voices and we sing and the sun has already set. And so we light our candles and we process outside of the detention center, which is always lit up 24/7. It's always lit up in your room. So there's no moment in which you can rest in darkness, right? You can't even get restful sleep when there's light in your room 24/7 and bright light. And so one of the things that they interact with us and exchange with us is when we sing, they hold their blankets to their windows, right? And they put them on and off, letting us know that they're hearing our words, that they're receiving this love. And so this is the moment we want to ground it in. Raise your voice with us. Join your voice with us if you can't stand the way that we are treating our human family in this country. And you want to lift your voice for change so that it can motivate us when we are in the street struggling for this justice. Let's get it.
Word.
So we want you to sing with us too. And so real quick, we want you to know these lyrics are important. And so if you don't speak Spanish as your first language, don't even worry about it. You're going to learn these sounds and you're going to be singing. And it's going to be just right. So it goes like this. Let me hear y'all say, oye mi gente.
Oye mi gente.
That means, hey yo, my people. Now say, traemos la fuerza.
Traemos la fuerza.
We bring the strength is what that means. La libertad,
la libertad
es mi única bandera.
Es mi única bandera.
Liberation is my only flag. And then the next part is in English and it goes like this.
Rise up, my people.
Rise up, my people.
My condors, my eagles.
My condors, my eagles.
No human being.
No human being.
Will ever be illegal.
Will ever be illegal.
Y'all about that?
Yeah.
Make some noise for all of our folks who are in the struggle right now. Let's bring them in here. Like I said before, we're going to dance with it. We're going to dance with it. We're going to have some fun right now. And when we say no human being is illegal, we are, again, celebrating the world that we are building. Because every day we carry the weight of the world that we got. But right now, we get to dance and throw that weight off and say, we know no human being will ever be illegal. So let's do it like we mean it.
Oye, mi gente, traemos a fuerza. La libertad es mi única bandera. Rise up, my people, my condors, my eagles. No human being will ever be illegal. Oye, mi gente, traemos a fuerza. La libertad es mi única bandera. Rise up, my people, my condors, my eagles. No human being will ever be illegal. Oye, mi gente, traemos a fuerza. La libertad es mi única bandera. Rise up, my people, my condors, my eagles. No human being will ever be illegal.
Hay una sola raza, familia humana. La pacha mama canta, yo escucho sus palabras. Ella dice, va. No por la matanza, cada de mis hijos piensen en mañana. La esperanza vive en nosotros, de chiquitos, todo el mundo es posible. Ya está escrito, recta San Patricio, fighting for the Mexicans. What's the flag? Freedom, what I represent.
Que el pueblo se levante, bandera para todos en este instante. Como los Cristo, el elefante, por esto pa'lante, siempre pa'lante. Always with no fear of a border. We know racism is a disorder. They messed up on the border. See you in the disorder. Promise someone illegal, they're stupid, is on the water. Say,
oye, mi gente, traemos la fuerza. La libertad es mi única bandera. Rise up, my people, my condors, my eagles. No human beings will ever be illegal.
We say no. No ban and no wall.
Yeah, what else?
Say no.
No ban.
No ban and no wall. We say no, no, no. No ban and no wall. We say no, no, no.
No ban and no wall.
Oh yeah, we say,
oye, mi gente, traemos la fuerza. La libertad es mi única bandera. Rise up, my people, my condors, my eagles. No human being will ever be illegal. Oye, mi gente, traemos la fuerza. La libertad es mi única bandera. Rise up, my people, my condors. My ego, no human being will ever be illegal.
Rise up, my people, my condors, my ego. No human being will ever be illegal.
Thank you so much, family. We love y'all so much. We are the Peace Poets. You can find us at thepeacepoets.com on all social media as the Peace Poets. We love you. We appreciate you. Honor and the connection that we shared. Thank you again for having us. Thank you to the Poor People's Campaign.
Yes. Quick huddle.
So, but for this one right here, we want to bless the space. So, I'll let one of my brothers introduce this song. This song is called Shaking Ground.
I'm going to grab Uncle Keith.
So, yeah, you got it. Okay.
So, this piece is rooted in the work, the resistance of indigenous people across Turtle Island, across the world. And this was written in honor and in the light of folks standing up as Standing Rock for the waters, but for all of the waters around the world, including the waters which are inside of us. And indigenous people have been leading the way. And it's called Shaking Ground, and it honors the unification and the bringing of all peoples across Turtle Island, across the world, who came to Standing Rock to stand up. So it goes like this. The ground is shaking, 'cause all the nations have come to say this land is native, and we protect the waters and we honor the land. The ground is shaking, 'cause all the nations have come to say this land is native, and we protect the wall,
and we honor,
and we honor
the land,
the land.
Say the ground.
The ground
is shaking,
'cause all the nations have come
to say
this land
is native, and we sing that.
Protect,
come on,
the water, and we honor the land.
Come on, let's get it. I need a little. I just want to give y'all. Just give y'all. Just give me a.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Thank you. This is it, Indigenous Eclipse. Standing Rock got the whole spot lit. I wanna spit with the spirit of the water. I wanna fight with the heart of the Oglala, 'cause I got history flowing in my lifelines. Raised fast, humble heart, and a right mind. Y'all know the right line. Let me hear the people say, stop the pipeline.
Stop the pipeline.
Say, stop the pipeline.
Stop the pipeline.
DC, raise your voice high up in the sky. Till the rain coming down, wash away all the lies. Feel the pain of the land when you look in our eyes. Know when we take a stand, but the truth's gonna rise. We wise, got the elders, we live. Here to tell you we here, steady building. We rock this for our children. Come together with a vision for a better day. Hands high, and let me hear you say.
The ground is shaking, 'cause all the nations have come to say this land.
This land
is native, and we
protect,
protect the water. And we honor the land.
Right.
Yes.
Peace poets from the belly of the beast. In New York, felt the shaking in the streets. It breached like a tree, breaking the concrete. We heard the cries of our mother in her sleep.
Yes.
The black snake lying through his teeth. Mankind sowing what it reaps. But we listen to the youth.
Courage and patience.
Protecting this earth is true liberation.
The ground is shaking, 'cause all the nations have come to say
this land
is native, and we
protect,
protect the water, and we honor the land.
And we protect,
and we protect the water. And we honor the land.
Thank y'all so much for having us. Yeah. Love and blessings. Respect. Woo. Yeah.
Grab a microphone. This is a lot. This is a lot, y'all. This is a lot. And I heard somebody say under their breath, this is church. Mm-hmm. This is the mosque. Mm-hmm. This is the temple. Mm-hmm. This is every holy place in our lives. Mm-hmm. Whatever our faith is, mm-hmm. this is it. Mm-hmm. And we're all we got. Mm-hmm. So, just for a second, if we can just kind of sit in silence just for a second.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And let that residue, mm-hmm. let that residue fall
mm-hmm.
from everything we've heard and experienced in here tonight. Because this is real. And so what I want to do right now is, Trina, if you would come back up. And I want everybody to stand, because these prophets have poured out. And I know we're not all of the same faith tradition, but allow me this. When Moses went to the mountain and he came back with instructions, same thing tonight. And we have to impart on these prophets every bit of good energy, every prayer that we have, every positive emotion. And the way that we're going to do that is I'm going to ask everybody if they would stand. These chairs have to move anyway. So if we would just put them to the side so that there's a clear space. And we dare not let them leave tonight without blessing them with what we have to give. And I'll promise to them, Patrina, to the Peace Poets, I'll promise to you is after what we heard tonight, we won't be silent.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
We're not going to be silent. We can't. Mm-hmm. We can't.
That's right.
So you've given us the charge. There's no way we can be silent. And so I'm going to just ask y'all if you would huddle together. Just, somebody come and move this right down front. If you would just kind of slide it to the side. And we want them in the middle. We want you, yeah. And as much as we can, let's form a circle around them. I don't mean a distant circle. I'm talking about a tight circle so that they can feel your energy. Come on, let's form a circle around them. And let's make contact with them. And this is not about a religious faith. Tonight, this is about energy. This is about love and about giving back what they poured out. Because after you pour out like this, you need some restoration for your own self. You need something so that when you walk out of here tonight, after all this pouring out, the pushback is going to be strong. We already know that. The pushback is waiting when they walk out the door. The pushback is waiting on us. And we have to push back against the pushback.
That's right.
Right? And so our promise to them is just a simple chant. Just a simple chant. And we won't be silent anymore. Let's just keep repeating that.
And we won't be silent anymore.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we won't be silent anymore.
Thank you, Katrina.
And we won't be silent anymore.
Let's just keep singing that, because we're making this declaration.
And we won't